We have a state budget in the state of Michigan. They had to work through the night to do it, but right before the holiday weekend, state lawmakers passed an $84 billion budget. It actually totals $75.1 billion on paper, but if you add in the Medicaid provider tax revenue, that gets you up to that $84 billion. So joining us today to talk about this is State Representative Ken Borton. He's a Republican out of the 105th House District out of the Gaylord area. And welcome into Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Are you happy with this budget?
Well, I don't know if anybody is completely happy. You know, they always talk about if somebody comes away from the table extremely happy, that means somebody's going to be disappointed, right? The best negotiations is when everybody leaves the table thinking that they probably should have been able to do a little bit better. And I think that's what we did with this one.
So we have a divided legislature here in Michigan, Republican majority House that you sit in, and then the Democratic controlled Senate. Describe the negotiations that led up to this bipartisan agreement. What did it take to get there, Representative Borton?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everybody hears about, you know, like you just said, the all night final process of this, right? We were in session or on the House floor for almost 23 hours getting this done. But what a lot of people don't realize is all the work that goes into it prior to that. I mean, literally for months, you know, we've been working on this budget. I chair the Department of Agriculture budget. I chair the Department of Natural Resources budget. I've been working on those and had them pretty much completed several months ago. We negotiated a final budget with the department last week. And so there's a lot of time spent with subcommittee chairs, which I'm one of them, where we sit down and we let our other folks know exactly what we're thinking. It's a long, long involved process. So a lot of people think that it's dropped on us at the last second. It really isn't. We've spent many, many hours going over every single line in these budgets so we understand what we're voting on.
It was supposed to be adopted by July 1st. The legislature set that rule back in 2019. But this is the second consecutive year that you guys went past that. Whose fault was that?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I want to say whose fault it was, but I will mention that, you know, we were set to go a couple of weeks prior to that, but the governor took a little European vacation and did not let us know until literally we found out about it through the press, and we wanted to finish it up a week prior. So we had to wait for her to come back so we could really get the final negotiations done.
All right. What are some of the highlights of this this budget?
Actually, there's a lot of good things. You know, first of all, we're spending less, you know, which is a good thing. We've eliminated some more ghost employees. I'm sure you're familiar with ghost employees. Last year, we eliminated 2,000 of those positions. Well, we were able to find an additional 250 positions that were being funded but would never be filled. So we eliminated those. We actually funded two new state trooper schools. So that was something that was definitely important to our side of the aisle. The schools got a huge win out of this. The per pupil funding is at an all-time record high. And it's not only important to give a lot of money to the students, but also to help with the training of teachers. And I know we put, I think, $222 million into training teachers in areas of, you know, how to handle kids with dyslexia. So there were a lot of great wins in there for both sides of the aisle.
How did you do the schools money when the actual school aid budget for K-12 schools is down 7% in this? How does that math work?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And I don't know exactly all the details. I wish I could. I'm not an accountant. I'm not a CPA. I rely on people that are much smarter than I am. So they just share that information with me and I pass it on.
All right. So the per pupil funding allowance for schools went up by about $250. That now is going to be at, what, $10,300 per student in there. And there was a little bit of problem with that deadline of July 1st. You had school districts that were trying to pass their budgets and trying to figure out what they had to work with. Was that a big problem, do you think, for them?
Yeah, you know, it was, you know, that was a priority for us. And again, we should have had that done a week prior. If all the parties would have been at the table, we would have. We were in a position to pass that. But yeah, that was important to us, make sure the schools know exactly what they're going to have. Because like you said, they've got to prepare their budget. They need to be able to hit the ground running, and they count on us giving them those numbers.
We're talking with State Representative Ken Borton, a Republican, on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show, 1290 WLBY. There are no new taxes in this. Our governor had proposed I guess you call them sin taxes, smokeless nicotine products, sports betting, online advertising, to help with Medicaid. How did all of that play out?
Yeah, actually, that was an area that we drew the line in the sand that there were going to be no fee increases, you know, whatsoever. It was something that the governor was proposing. Another area too that the other side of the aisle wanted to do, including the governor, they wanted to dip into the rainy day fund, you know, to fund some of these things, which is just crazy. That rainy day fund is there for emergencies, not to fund, you know, some program that you're interested in trying out. So that was a big win on our side, that no taxes, no fees, and no dipping into the rainy day fund.
This is a 1,000 or so page document. I understand it takes like more than an hour to read.
Yeah.
And you got it, and everyone was able to sort through it within not very long in order to pass this. How does that work for you lawmakers?
Yeah, and again, it's not like you know, we only had a couple of hours to read this. Yes, the final document, you know, what we're doing with the final document is all the subcommittee chairs are going to their individual budgets. You know, again, I went to the DNR budget, I went to the Department of Ag budget just to look through it to make sure that everything we negotiated is in there and spelled out correctly, that there's no errors. So yeah, even though it's an extremely large document, the overwhelming majority of that, all of us knew exactly what was going to be there. We've read it many times over, and this was just a final edit, if you want to say, just to make sure that nothing changed or there were no surprises in our budgets.
I think it's really interesting for all of us who we're just kind of casually looking in on this to understand that process. There's a lot that goes into being a lawmaker, and we really appreciate the work all of you do up in Lansing. Representative Borton, what's next? How do you look at the year ahead now with this new budget and the hopes and dreams you have for the state of Michigan and its people?
Yeah, obviously the budget, you know, that's the first step, you know, in getting some of our priorities off the ground. So we're going to be taking a look at that. Transparency is going to be extremely important to us. We want to make sure that this money that we've allocated for these budgets is being spent properly, first of all, and that it's actually being effective. So we'll be looking at that. And believe it or not, we're already going to be starting on next year's budget. So yeah, there's no rest in the budget process.
Wow. What are some of the key issues coming up in the new year, do you think?
There's a lot of things that we need to take a look at. I'm trying to think specifically. I know in my budgets, you know, again, we're going to take a look at the departments and make sure that they're spending the money wisely, and that there's going to continue to be transparency, and we're going to continue to eliminate the fraud and the waste and the abuse. And it's an ongoing process. There's going to be a lot of oversight involved this next year. So a lot of work's going to go into it.
There were a lot of concerns for people who have family members who are disabled. How did they fare in this budget?
You know, that's an area that's outside of my expertise, obviously. You know, cursory, taking a look at it, talking with the MDHHS chairs. I think they were pretty satisfied on both sides of the aisle that, you know, that our citizens that are most vulnerable are going to be taken care of.
All right. Well, I do believe that is important, and we'll see how all of this works out. Glad you guys were able to do this before the holiday. It was a little bit of a relief, wasn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely was. But I'll tell you, for a couple of days, I was very confused what day it was. You know,
Yeah.
we started Thursday night. It was Friday morning. I took a nap in Lansing, and then I drove to back to Gaylord, and I thought it was Saturday, and it was still Friday. And I couldn't figure out how we got all that done in one day.
We were just talking on the air, my producer and I, about how we were confused over the weekend, and we didn't have anything like that going on, but we were watching from afar. We thank you so much, Representative Ken Borton, with the state of Michigan and the legislature. Great talking with you today. Glad the budget now is completed. Take care.
Thanks. Great talking with you. Thank you.
You're listening to The Lucianne Lance Show. News coming up next on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.